The cost of healthcare in America is, of course, a huge national political issue, an issue that we're talking and talking about, but not really squarely addressing yet. We pay a lot more than any other country for our healthcare, although we don't seem to be getting more for our money. Now, you can blame the way doctors are reimbursed, you can blame the insurance industry, you can blame the general hodgepodge of American healthcare, neither a free market nor a public system. Or you can blame Hollywood.
I'm Dr. Billy Goldberg. I'm an emergency medicine physician. It's strange, but I think people get their information from TV more than anywhere else. And what they see on TV is what kind of they expect in the hospital. And a show like House, for example, they do everything. And, you know, often unrealistically come up with the answer every time. They're never wrong.
Schistocyte suggests TTP.
Good. Now what?
Normally we try plasmapheresis, but the patient has an albumin colloid allergy.
So?
So that means we have to give him a splenectomy.
Yes, it does.
It's interesting. We take boards in emergency medicine where when you finish your training, you test on the boards, and it's kind of this artificial encounter, and you can order anything. And we do order anything on those cases. And that's kind of like what happens on TV. There's no restrictions. You know, there's no downsides to the test. There's no negatives. There's no cost involved.
Testing, of course, does increase the cost of health care. That's not to say that it shouldn't be done. My name is Joseph Turo. I'm a professor of communication at the Annenberg School for Communication of the University of Pennsylvania. The notion that health care cannot be totally unlimited is something that we don't often discuss in the context of television drama. Of course, nowadays we hear some of that in news programming. But what drama does that news doesn't do is drama brings people behind the scenes. It gives people an emotional connection to certain kinds of realities, even more than news. And when drama shows that the best way to get care is gung-ho, full speed ahead, not thinking about cost, that's the kind of message that people, I think, would say, I want that.
People sometimes have those same expectations. Why aren't I getting the MRI? They did it on ER. They did it on Grey's Anatomy. Why aren't I getting that test? And the truth is it's not available to us 24/7, or it might not be the right thing for you.
Medical dramas of the 60s, with all their faults, and there were many, had the physician as a kind of conduit to learning about the patient. The center of the show was the patient.
Come on, Miss Boyd. You've got to help, too.
I can't. Why can't you get her through that sick, stupid skull of yours? I can't. I just can't. I can't move, and I never will.
Except to kill yourself. Like last night. You managed to get yourself over the rail. You moved, but you say you can't. Well, I say you can. You can if you want to badly enough.
St. Elsewhere took the idea of focusing on the professionals, the sort of upscale type of person that the networks wanted to reach for their advertisers. And the idea was if we focus on them, people like them will want to watch. And so the patients became less and less important. And then, of course, that carried over to ER, Chicago Hope, and Grey's Anatomy, and private practice.
Forget everything that's happened or hasn't happened between us. What I'm about to say to you is strictly professional. As a physician, your girlfriend sucks.
I don't think we can make a one-to-one relationship between the way people, what people see on television and what people literally do in real life. I think what television does is it creates certain ideas of norms. What is the best approach to a certain aspect of life? Whom would we want care from if we had a choice? How do doctors talk about patients behind the scenes?
I've heard that people don't like when doctors talk about their romantic lives or when they talk about other things during surgery or in the ER, but that is our reality. So our water cooler happens to be, sometimes to be the operating room.
Grandinetti's is gone. Seattle Institution. Dr. Warren, you ever been there?
A couple times. Good scampi.
Yeah, the place is so romantic. Perfectly lit, intimate. Those cozy little booths, you know, in back.
A 3L silk tie, please.
A little too intense for a first date, though. Bailey, where would you go on a first date?
Isn't there a dying child somewhere?
Nope. I had some time, and I wanted to observe one of these.
They're always having sex in the hospital. If I had that much sex, I would never have been able to make it through medical school. I would have been exhausted.
I'm no Superman. Superman.
A lot of doctors say they love Scrubs because Scrubs replicates the kind of pace of the hospital that doctors remember when they were residents.
And yes, the comedy part of it is wonderful, but there's a quirkiness to the hospital, kind of a bizarre gallows humor that we have, and that was exemplified really well in a show like Scrubs.
You know that before medicine ever became a business, the only rule was to do your best to help the patient.
Like it or not, medicine is a business. If the hospital shuts down, who are we helping then?
You know, some of the insurance issues that we often deal with, we're brought up on that show where they try and lie about a patient's illness to keep him in the hospital longer because they know that if he doesn't, he's not going to get his procedure. So they dealt with a lot of real issues in a very bizarre way.
Well, I'm new here, but I'm relatively certain that invasive vascular procedures have a very low success rate on dead people.
That TIPS procedure was for Mrs. Blitt down in 103. You see, she doesn't have insurance. Mr. Martinez, on the other hand, had great insurance. Should I talk slower or go get a nurse who speaks fluent moron?
It somehow captures the emotional side of medicine, some of these complex emotions that you don't really have an answer to, the feeling that you don't always know it all and that you're expected to know it all.
What's going to happen to me?
You're going to be okay.
That's what's going to happen. Everything's okay.
That's from the musical episode of the show Scrubs. You can watch the scene at our website, studio360.org. We heard from Billy Goldberg, who's an emergency room physician, and from Joseph Turow, the author of Playing Doctor, Television, Storytelling, and Medical Power. Studio 360's Eric Malinsky produced our story.
I'm going to be okay.